You know this song?
You work your voodoo on me. Black magic. You work your voodoo on me.
The gentleman behind us is on the show right now. We've been saying Jonasu with a hard J since the track came out. But is that actually the case? Should we say Jonasu instead?
It should be Jonasu.
Jonasu. Well, how far off were we?
But it's all good. I mean, the name doesn't derive from a specific language. So I guess like whatever works for you is good.
As long as they know who it is and how it's spelled, then we can work on the pronunciation after.
Exactly.
Your first instruments, your mother's pots and pans. Is that correct?
That is correct. Good. Yeah. I was 5 years old and I saw a friend playing drums, and for me it was just like this gigantic instrument that you could like walk around, and I was so fascinated that as soon as we got home I just like built my own drum set with the kitchen pots of my mom and just like started banging them till she was like, okay, I'll send you to drum lessons.
How long did that process take from the first banging of the pots and pans to you getting your actual first drum lessons?
Not very long, I think.
I would imagine so. Maybe a week or so. Come on, let's go.
I was quite persistent.
Did you know that Love Island was going to use black magic?
I did not know until they actually used it. So, and I only found out because one person in my label was actually watching the television show live, and she just texted me like, oh my god, they just used black magic on Love Island. So I did not know that it was happening. It was a pretty good surprise.
Talk me through the process of releasing black magic from December 2020, it releases, and then to us looking in, there's just this gap, and then Love Island picks up on it in June, and then that was towards the end of June and July, just creeping up. Talk to us about that 6 months before Love Island and then the months post it.
That's a very good question, and a very interesting process. I think what was special with Black Magic from the start was that it was growing organically from the first week, basically, without, you know, without like a big campaign or something. It just kind of seemed that the people responded to it really well and saved it and listened back again. So we saw like on you know, Spotify or Apple Music or whatever, you can like see the data, and every week people listened more. Every week it just like grew, not a lot, but like 10% or I don't know, you know, just like constantly. So after a month, everyone, me and my label and my management, we all thought like, okay, hold on, there's something with this record that, you know, just people seem to like it. Then it started like a long period of being patient because everyone was pretty convinced like, yeah, this is gonna break. But we all had to be really patient for way longer than everyone expected to be, because, you know, like you said, 6 months, fairly unusual in music business. So we were just like constantly every month considering, do we release new music or do we give it another week? Step by step, we got people liking it more, people using it on TikTok, people playing it on the radio, getting support from radio stations. And so then the Love Island sync was kind of like the, how do you say, the drop that
the makes big, the big break?
Yeah, the big break that just like gave the, you know, the final push, I would say. So it was crazy because also no one saw that one coming.
German DJ and producer, not Jonasu, but Jonasu. His track just tipping along nice, quietly. Then Love Island picks up and they play it in one episode, and then it shoots up the charts and finishes as a top 5 single in Ireland and the UK. Now on 72 million streams, Love Island effect for you. Black magic. He's playing a couple of gigs in Ireland next week. He's in Nace Court Hotel in Kildare next Friday. And next Thursday, he's at Rag Week in Carlow. But does he even know what a Rag Week is?
No, yeah, I've seen the name coming by, but you can explain to me what it means.
Well, Rag Week RNG Raise and Give. So it started out as a charitable week where students go out with buckets and they shake them for coins for charitable causes. But what it has turned into is from Sunday to Thursday, it's just a full week party. So,
oh wow,
I can't, like, how do you describe a feeling to somebody? I think you need to experience it yourself. And Rag Week in Carlow, where you're going to be for Rag Week, I wish you the best of luck. It's going to be wild. Brain protection.
Okay, great.
Brain security.
That sounds great, actually. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It will be amazing fun. I just wish you the best of luck. People are crazy this time of year and people have been locked up for 2 years. So I hope the DJ box is well surrounded by security and high walls.
I'll be fine.
Yonasu, German DJ and producer, possibly getting confused with me telling him to bring protection. I should bring the condoms, what? No, I mean security. He's playing the Foundry in Carlo this day week for Rag Week. Just wanted to give him the heads up, just wanted to warn him, our little German friend coming to play some music.
How do you think he'd respond to a request to have a member of the crowd sing The Gambler?
You know what? Yonasu is probably a better man than I am. He'd probably he'd accept The Gambler.
Yonasu is your man for Kenny Rogers.
We look forward to the Yonasu remix of Kenny Rogers' The Gambler, but this is his latest song. It is with Ireland's own JC Stewart. It is on my mind. It's iRadio.
You stay my mind on my mind, yeah. My mind on my mind, yeah. My mind on my mind, yeah. You stay.
Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Tanura.
Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.